Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Alfred. You know, our brother Alfred's in the house today. We are talking about Father. We have a special guest host who's going to be with us on Saturday. We're broadcasting on not just on Thursday, but we're going to be starting on Saturdays. All right. So listen, I want everybody to tune in. Please be able to participate, get part of it, sign in, whatever. I want you to be on this page where we can talk about Father's issues. What is the value of a father? What is the purpose of a father? You know, we need to go into those aspects. We've been having some technical issues. I do want to before we really jump into this or get into the whole show, we want to let you know that we have been having some technical issues trying to work out things and bugs. So what I want to do is, first of all, we have a partner in crime. You know, and he is going to join us. Hey, my brother, you are on live.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
All right. So, everybody, we want to introduce us our new Saturday show, which will be coming on brought live. And the basis of the topic, so we will be talking about a brotherly world view. And I will be starting at 12 o'clock every Saturday. We will be going live, and my brother Corby is definitely going to be talking to you and making sure you get informed. He's also going to be talking about broad spectrum aspects of other issues between God, family, community, self-development, and other worldly news. So we want you to tune in. We want you to be a part of this program. So we want you to every week let you know every week we're trying to make sure we put more and more content. We also might be doing a TV show broadcast as well. Want to let you know also tune in for next week. Also, our district attorney will be talking to you on aspects of etiquette on how to present yourself in the courtroom when you're fighting child custody issues. Also, we'll talk about the subject of domestic violence and basically what is the percentages of affected crimes because of domestic situations. We will go into that part. That will be next Thursday at 1 to 2. I want you to tune in live, and we will be taking questions, answers, and anything you have to ask, Mr. DA will do it. He will definitely do it for you and answer any questions. Now, Brother Carby, I want you to tell me a little bit about yourself so to let the audience know.
All right. Well, no problem. First of all, thank you for allowing me to join the NS Fatherhood family. Real quick, I guess, I am a black father who is very much so worried about the lack of credence, the lack of credibility when it comes to what we do and how we do it. There have been lies going back centuries now as to how we are not trying to be fathers, even though if you go even back to the times of slaves, you know, us literally jumping over a broom and getting married illegally and doing so knowing that we probably wouldn't be able to stay with our families, and some of us paying for freedom to then go back and free our families and bring them with us, or just outright going through ridiculous measures to be able to raise them up. And people have this belief system that all of a sudden black fathers just decided to go ahead and stop being there. And sometimes we see it in our own neighborhood. Sometimes the Willie Lynch syndrome that still exists is there. And so what I am trying to do in partnering here as well, but what I try to do in my everyday walk, my everyday life, is to make sure that I meet people where they are. And as a black father, everything that I see, whether you talk about through religion, whether you talk about through politics, whether you talk about just through human decency, everything that I try to do is through the lens, through the prism of trying to create a whole community, focusing on the black community, because that's my community first, that's my home first. But then after that, making sure that we focus on the world to make sure that the whole world comes together. You can't say the whole world will come together, but those of us who will try to come together, we come together to do what the work is. And the work is to make sure, for me personally, is to make sure that I change lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. So that's a little quick intro on who I am.
Well, you know, being a father myself, you know, I have 3 children and 4 other extended families. So, you know, I know myself that it's very hard, especially when you deal with a judicial system, which is sometimes biased in some areas, and you are trying to allow yourself to understand a complex system. And then when you go through a so-called system, it just feels like, okay, I have a job. I have a place. Why can't I be a part of my child's life? These things keep popping up. So, you know, and then the child sits back and then it starts crying and starts saying, and you just don't know what else to do. You know, we have to try to do better. That's why your organization like ours is very vital right now. And especially with the housing and the coronavirus going on, the houses are, and people are starting to discover, you know, who the other person they're married to. So, you know, disarray starts coming up on a virus level, you know, and it just spreads to house where, okay, I married this woman, I have kids with this woman, you know, but at the same time, I can't stand this woman because I'm always at the house now and I'm not able to do what I normally do. We're out of our routine. So it's something that just comes through and constantly hurting us, not helping us. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, you put out a lot of points there, but I definitely agree on a lot of them. But once again, and I think that's why, like you said, a program like this, a show like this, a organization like this is incredibly credible in this moment in history. And really it's because throughout a lot of history we have ignored certain things that have led us to be in this position. We've ignored what are we supposed to be as fathers. We've ignored what are we supposed to be as God-fearing men. We've ignored what is it that a wife is, because even as a man I should know what a wife is before I even – begin to even go down that path. A lot of us have gotten in positions that we are untrained for. And so now we've begun to raise generations upon generations that are based on anything other than natural, the natural reality of who we are, what we have been called up to be, what we've been called to be, who we've been called to be, and our communities have suffered for it. So, and there's so many other things too that contribute. And yes, you know, you as a father, You know, you might lose your child. And I've actually went through some of that. You know, I was able to correct some things to get those things in order anyways. But, you know, you might lose access to your child. But even things like that, as far as I think if we can even do some things where we begin to train one another, first of all, what do we consider to be marriage? Not walking down somebody to get somebody else's marriage license. You know, those are things that you need. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't work towards this, but what I'm saying is we should have more of an idea of what marriage is outside of, hey, come walk down our aisle, come get married by our way of life, come live in our neighborhoods. And then when you, who don't even fit in our neighborhoods, begin to get when we put you in the position that we did in the first place.
Yeah, I definitely agree, because that's one of the things why one of the programs we have, we set up here, is what we do a Zoom talk once a month. And what we do is for, it's called for Young Fathers Program. And what we do is we teach guys who just say, okay, I want to be a father. Okay, well, I will go through the basic stages and basic questions. Now, these are questions that you can write down and everything you're going to need. One, what is a father? Okay, we go through the steps of a father. Then we go two, what is your financial looks like? Do you have money saved up? Because a child takes a lot of money to take care of, so we need to have understanding of that. Do you have transportation for doctor's appointments, for medical appointments? Do you have a job? Do you have a 5-year plan put aside, or a 2-year plan at least put aside? Just get these basic things out. Out in front for you, so that you can able to work towards that goal. And if a baby does come in between the situation, we can guide you through it, and you can work the whole plan out so that when we come together, we are pushing you in the right direction. And for that to happen, you know, we go through laws. You have to know the legal system. What is your right? If you in, let's say you're in Minnesota, and the law in Minnesota says that if you register your child as a citizen of Minnesota, you have access to a $10,000 grant for college. Now, I don't care if the baby's young or not, take advantage of those things, but be aware of the programs and the laws in your area, you know? And if you don't know those things as a young father, you're going to face stress and not understand why these pressures or these things are happening to you. And you have to get these things put into perspective. So it's very key that we work on these issues, you know, and make sure that we develop you. And over time, as you go through each step in your relationship with that significant one that you say that you want to be with, and you've done your homework, just like your brother said, you have to also, you know, you'll know that, you know, that you can handle everything. You can handle her. You can handle it because you have 5 marriages already. A man is married to himself first, his God or religion or whatever he believes in. Second, he's married to the physical family, which is his born biological family. That is a marriage that you have to maintain. And then the physical wife, that is the extended family, that is another marriage. And then the fifth marriage, and most of all, is the marriage of your community and your environment. If you keep those things, or you know how to maintain all those things, then you can have a complete balance in your relationship with that significant other. Okay? So we have to be able to look at these aspects. You know, it's not easy, you know, being a father, it's not being easy to be able to say, okay, you know, to be that dada, you know, and if you don't know how to do it right, then you keep on moving. So brother, I want to ask you a question. What kind of advice can you give people on history as far as how to stabilize their mentality or how to look at history and you know, the stress of being father, the way the world's been working? How can we, you know, make a better change? Is there any steps that you notice through history that can make a good environment as a father?
Yeah, most definitely. First of all, I think history is always big in anything that you're doing. You know, and really we can even break that down because, you know, I oftentimes when I teach history or when I'm going over history with others, I'll teach them, you know, that obviously there is our story and there's his story. So number one, we're trying to be fathers based off of his story and not our story. And so we're going to the wrong places. We're looking for people to teach us about fatherhood who don't, they're women anyways. You know, look at, for example, when people look at a very Eurocentric viewpoint of fatherhood, we forget that feminism exists. And what does that even have to do with anything? Well, feminism exists, but it's not a black woman's fight. It's a white woman's fight. And the reason that is because white women got left behind. They did just as much dirty stuff as the white man did, but the white woman never got her due or got her, you know, her stolen goods. It was all for the white man. And if you actually look at the system that was set up, they taught the black female to be underneath the white man. They taught the black man to be underneath the black child. And they had the white woman was just there to be able to make it seem like they were living normal lives. So you had the white man who would buy the white of the black woman. You know, back then she was just nothing but the N-word. She was a slave. But he would buy the black woman, and he would rape her, and he was, according to his job, by the Willie Lynch letter, we know this for certain, but they did this all over the world, including, if we want to be myopic, they did this in the Republic of the United States of America. And they were supposed to make sure that they had as many white babies or at least half white babies as they possibly could. They were still black, but they wanted to get as much of their blood in the slaves as possible. And this was to help to cause confusion and also was to allow themselves to do what they wanted to do. So you had a white man on top. You had a black woman supposed to report to the white man after the black man had been denigrated and had almost been killed in front of her eyes. Some of them would be killed in front of her eyes so that she would do whatever the white man told her to do to make sure that didn't happen to her black son. And then the black man was taught to be nothing more than just somebody that was around. The white woman was somebody who was supposed to be just somebody who was there. And so even when you look at his own house, he still has a system set up where he's trying to get black woman to take care of black child, black man to be there to be able to breed but nothing else, and for white woman to be around. So he doesn't even take care of his own house in a manner that is acceptable as far as the family staying together, and he doesn't even want your family to stay together. So a lot of us are trying to live Eurocentric lives with a certain thought process, thinking that this is who we are, when the reality is that's not our story. That's his story. That's the one they told us. They told us it was acceptable to become crack dealers and crackheads and different things in the 1980s, and then they got on us after they told us it was acceptable to make money and to die and to go into prisons. Then they got on us because we weren't there to take care of our sons. So we have to start going to a position of when we were kings, which we still are, but when we were kings and when we were dedicated to when we actually were dedicated to religion, all these brothers that are running away from religion. But you know what? Black men always had religion, and religion, everybody has religion. Religion is not always spirituality. Religion, you can religiously brush your teeth. You can religiously play sports. You can religiously read books. So the religion is not the problem. Our religion itself is not the problem. The question is, what is your religion? What are you doing every day to prepare yourself for manhood? What are you doing every day to train to prepare yourself to be able to reach heights that you've never seen before? What are you willing to do every day to make sure that you have your own food and your own vehicles and your own shops and your own warehouses and your own cities? What are the things that you are prepared to do that it might take you 10, 15, 20 years? And that has to be the main approach. You know, we could talk about all the other things. We could talk about historically, you know, how is it that men and women actually vibe together and a man wasn't over a woman and a woman wasn't over a man, but we both had our place as far as masculine and feminine perspectives to be able to make sure the family worked. We can get into a lot of that things first if you're going to look historically. Are you into our story? Or are you into his story? Are you so involved trying to live your life so that you can say, you know, that I'm serving Massa and his mindset as far as what you're supposed to be? Are you willing to break free and be who you're supposed to be? That's going to be the main thing that has to take place if you're going to cause order to be restored in your house.
Well, you all see, because of that, I'm going to say this on this point. Because of those systems that were put into place, it has become a domino effect where it does not just affect the black man, but the poor white man in society is suffering as well. Because we have clients now that, you know, are white, and they're going through the same problem. They can't see their children. The baby's mama or the ex-wife or whatever, she uses the child as a tool to get what she wants. And because of the way the system was set up to hurt the minority, It actually hurts us, the so-called Caucasian white man in America as well. It's becoming not a race thing, but a system thing, a broad spectrum thing, a domino effect per se. You know, am I right or wrong? You know, because you got to look at it like that. It's a constant thing that is going on in our communities. Whether you're white, black, Asian, whatever, if there is a conflict there and she cries or screams out wolf, then there is a high chance that DHS or foster care systems will take that child and make sure you have no connection to that child. Then you are stuck with a child asking you, "Dad, why weren't you there?" Or, "Dad, why did you not fight for me?" Or, "Dad, why didn't you come look for me?" And you stuck there. Either you have to give up and get your tools together. I mean, I use an example as our brother Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's philosophy, yes, he's a good man. He's done a lot of good things. But the thing, the fact of the matter, his history says that he left his children while he was sleeping in the car and went to try to become famous. And his philosophy was, "I'm not going to try to stick my neck out still while I'm there doing that. I'm going to go and get rich, then I'll come back and get you." So why he's going up and trying to get rich, the children are suffering, and they are developing a skill set that you don't need to be in the household until you got money. Now, that's not cool with me, man. That's not cool, and that shouldn't be cool with none of y'all. Because it's a constant thing that is basically hurting us. It hurts us as a society of fathers. We have to educate. We have to be able to speak the mind and able to talk to the people and say, "Listen, this is what you're supposed to do to be a father. Any man could be a father." I'm going to quote Malcolm. "Any man could be a father. Any man could make a stick of his bing bang in a woman and make a baby. But it takes a real man to stand by that child no matter what situation he's going through and able to provide for that child and make sure he works as best as he can to make sure that child feels that they know that his father loves him." Okay? So I don't know about you, bud, but I don't know, you agree or disagree. So let me know.
I mean, I don't really have much to add. I mean, I agree with what you were saying. There's a situation, and that's part of, once again, knowing our story versus his story. His story is one to where we were literally, for hundreds of years, we've been put in situations to where it's beneficial, it's made to be beneficial for the black woman and the black child up to a certain age. It's made to be more comfortable for them to report to, you know, a white man or a white man society. And so to have it set up to where it's, you know, once again, this is what let me finish my statement. I'm sorry. To have it set up to where people are getting married under that premise and black women are getting married with the idea that I don't need a man, you know, but I'll, so if you don't need a man, but you get married, what you're saying is, I don't need a man, but I'll settle for you. And so now that you're settling, you're not thinking we're going to make this work until death do us part. You're thinking that I'm settling for you until I can get up on the next one, or until you make me upset, or until I feel like I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And it's not about the children, you know, but the children are affected by the parents. You know, we're designed to have a mother and father for them to be in the house. We know that the children who do the best are the ones who are raised under a mother and a father and don't have to worry about divorce and all that stuff. They do the best. And so we have been taught to do everything except that. And we've been taught the reverse. Some people even put the children, like the slave master taught us, some people even put the children before the husband and forget that, no, if the husband and wife are one, everybody else is good. The husband and wife are fractured. Even if they stay together while the children are together, you will never have the full ability, you know, the full fruit will never manifest. And that's supposed to manifest
right
from you to be able to give birth to things
yeah
down the road. So, I mean, everything that you're saying is true. And we have, you know, come into agreement with it because we don't know any better, or we keep forgetting that these things have been designed to hurt us.
Well, brother, hold on 1 second. We want to just basically introduce you here. Listen, everybody, please donate today to NSF Radio. Also donate towards our legal fund. We are trying to raise $2 million put aside for our treasure chest so that we can help the help fathers that are in need, that do have want to remain in their children's life. We have programs every month, remember, and we have a radio broadcast every Saturday and Thursday, okay? 1 o'clock on Thursday and 12 o'clock on Saturday. Please tune in. You have any questions or anything, please don't feel to call us. Come on the live radio, answer your questions. Subjects will change. We will get into it. Each week, we want to make sure that we'll try to have a special guest, you know, somebody to call in, you know, just be able to tune in and see what we are doing. And how are we doing it? And how can we make things better for your life and keep you informed, whether it's law, history, education, race relations, whatever the case may be. But we try to stick to the dynamic of the father. So when you think about family issues, you think about child issues, financial issues, you know, please let us know. You know, we also want to mention we have a partial sponsor, iPhone out of Saco, Maine. And listening, if you have any questions about that, please feel free to call us. Okay? Right now, we just want to get into the last bit of time. Time is about to run out on us. So we want to let you know that, you know, we appreciate you all coming in, tuning in today. But Kobe, I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate you calling in. Do you want to say anything to your people that are coming on Saturday, what you might be talking about?
Once again, thank you for the opportunity, for allowing me to be on. On Saturday, we're going to be discussing things as, you know, from the perspective of a black father. We're going to have about 4 or 5 issues we try to roll out real quick, and I'm excited about it. We haven't decided exactly what we're going to talk about. Probably going to have something to do with a little bit of some of the stuff going on with Trump and certain things and seeing, does it even affect us? Should we worry about it? But I look forward to being on, and I hope that you guys join us.
All right, so I appreciate you. Listen, we're going to close this out tonight right now, and hey, brother, we'll be give me a call back, man. We sit there and talk this and set up for Saturday.
All right, thank you, sir.